This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be interviewing Michael Buzz Bozinski of Buzz Biz Media. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go back in time. How did you get started?
How did I get started with BuzzBiz? Actually was my inability to think of a job to apply for after getting out of the United States Air Force for 10 years.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much. I was always a little bit of an entrepreneur before the service. But I was a musician for a long time. And so the first rendition of my business was actually a recording studio working with working musicians. And within about a year, I realized that trying to survive off of starving musicians was a bad business plan.
We once had a client who sold courses to starving artists about how not to starve.
Right.
And the problem that we ran into was these starving artists didn't have money to buy the how not to starve course.
Right.
So I feel exactly. Your pain.
Yes, exactly. So I pivoted through into media production for small businesses who also don't have any money. But I have a passion for small business. I have a fervent belief that small to medium-sized businesses are the backbone to the American economy. And it is the answer, a strong small business community, an SMB community, if you will, in America will actually shrink the middle class gap that we're experiencing right now. And so I've been working for the last 17 years for the services of small to medium-sized businesses, who I deal with. And so BuzzBiz Media actually has eventually turned into what is now called Buzzworthy Integrated Marketing, which is what got me into the book that I wrote, The Rule of 26, to help simplify the digital marketing aspects for service-based SMBs.
Okay, so the long version of that story is probably in the book, which we will tell everybody where to go get at the end. So let's talk about those small to medium-sized businesses you are working with. What are some of the biggest mistakes you're seeing them making when it's coming to their marketing?
So there are three levels or three places I usually get inserted into a business. One is when they're just getting started. And the biggest mistake that new businesses always make is forget to put in a marketing budget in their business plan. Then they think that everything's going to happen super fast. Those are the two biggest mistakes. It's going to take you five times as much in money, and it's going to take three to five times as much time as you think it's going to get to a point where it's paying you. In the medium size or in the mid-level businesses, so businesses established, they're trying to grow, they're in the growth mode. Those people underestimate their brand and think they have more influence than they actually do. So they again, don't budget for growth. And number two, they don't budget for production. As a service-based businesses, most of us have a high human capacity, which is extremely expensive. And we forget how expensive it is to scale a business and how much that is. And so the third thing for growing businesses, they're never charging enough. So they think they're going to grow themselves out of their expenses where they're really just not charging themselves. And then the last is our sunsetters, our people with an exit strategy. Those people right there, they think they're going to get a lot of money for their business when really, they're not, they own most service-based businesses own blue sky. And so blue sky is very hard to sell nowadays. You might find in medical, it's a lot easier to sell a practice that has a nice long client list or a patient list because they're reoccurring patients. Yes, that's great. But if you don't have that type of background in it, or just the records of like, this is what we're seeing every time. A lot of times they're thinking they're going to exit at a certain date. And I usually am working in at least another 12 to 24 months for them to get their multiple they're actually looking for.
Okay. So that was an awesome detailed answer. Let's break it down a little bit.
Sure.
So if those are the mistakes, how does BuzzBiz Media help? How do you help them avoid making those mistakes? How do you help fix that problem?
So the no matter what phase of business a business is in, digital marketing is super simple. And so what I usually start with is simplifying their marketing strategy and really help them understand what actually moves the needles. Most times when I come in, my first 90 days when I'm working with a new client is to get rid of all the junk they have subscribed to for all the quick fixes, right? And then the next phase is I go, okay, now what? Where are you lacking marketing support the most? And then plug those holes so that it supports what's working. And then from there, we can have a nice foundation we can grow with there, because marketing is never a, let's create a plan and we'll just follow that plan for as long as we wrote it for. Nope. It's literally like 30 to 90 day chunks. Like, okay, we did this. Now what? Like, how did that work? Did it work? Did it work enough? Did it work how we wanted it to? Dot, 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 dot. So I'm really good at just stepping people through every step of the process, so that they're never lost or getting themselves into the woods when it comes to marketing.
That makes a lot of sense. Small to medium size is obviously a huge portion of our economy. So let's narrow that down a little bit. Who's an ideal client for you? What type of business, what industry, how many employees, how much revenue? Who's your sweet spot?
Sure. So the first big swath that I use to narrow my perfect client down is service-based businesses. So people serving people. About half of them are B2C and the other half are B2B. Where my sweet spot are the people who are the businesses that are closely held and managed. They're not necessarily doing all the work. So they've been around for at least 3 to 5 years. They're doing at least $1 million in revenue and they're profitable. That's where our sweet spot is, because if you don't have money and you're bleeding everywhere operationally, you can't market because you can't afford it. Like, there's no cheap $19.95 widget I can give you and go, okay, now you're going to make money.
Understood. Although there's plenty of things devoted to trying to convince people that they have a magic cheap bullet that's going to make you $1 million overnight if you just install this WordPress plugin and right, the whole world will find your site all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
So give us an example. I know you've got shoeboxes full of testimonials and case studies. Give us an example of a service-based business doing $1 million that, and kind of where they were when they hired you, and then what the work that BuzzBiz Media was that got them those amazing results.
All right, I'm going to give you three quick ones. First one was a startup business. They were taking over a gym that was a Gold's Gym. They were it was a personal trainer, and we built it from 300, and I go air quotes, subscribers or memberships to over 2,000 in a matter of 28 months.
Wow! So you almost 10x the business in 2 years. That's incredible.
It was a failing gym.
Without giving away the secret sauce, but conceptually, how did you do that?
We sold her. Service-based business is all about the person behind the brand. so many people try to hide behind an icon, and really small to medium sized businesses are about the people who own it and about the people who run it. People do business with people they like and trust. So if you're not in the forefront of your business, you are giving away so much business to your competitors because your competitors are doing that.
Okay, so how do we make it all about us in a way that attracts more of our ideal clients or customers?
That's a great question. So depending on your business. So for the gym, it was about having her face on the advertisements we were doing. So we were doing a mix between TV, radio, and digital marketing. So she was already a well-known personal trainer for high-level CEOs in town. She was trying to help everybody else that could only afford the $40, $50 a month in a gym membership, right? So we made her that voice. So we just put her in front as the spokesperson. It doesn't have to be complicated, just that in itself. And the fact that her office was at the back of the gym. So when she was doing paperwork and going back and forth, people saw her and she was personable enough to go ahead and say hi to people and get to know people that were regulars in her time frame. And that perpetuated that that local owner-operated feel. People love that when it comes to services.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. Nobody has a relationship with Gold of Gold's Gym. No, there's no Fitness 19 guy that they have a connection to. People do business with people. I know I'm quoting you back to you that they know, like, and trust. So that's a great example. You said you had two more.
So I had a company that was a landscaping company. They've been around for over 10 years, but they were stuck in the phone books. So I've been working with these folks for 15 years, but when I first started with them, they still had a double trunk, which meant two pages back to back in the phone book, spending thousands of dollars per month doing it. It was a husband and wife at the time. And the wife wanted to do something other. The husband's like, but it makes money. And I had to help them transition from the phone book into the digital age. They are now an 11 million plus business. And we were able to keep that business together even through a divorce because it was profitable enough. It was too profitable for them to split it up after they split up. So they worked together, really nice people. And literally I've been working with them for almost 16 years now. My average client sticks with me for at least 3.
That is absolutely incredible. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you do?
The people. That's why I picked service-based businesses, because I'm helping people sell themselves to other people. So we're all talking about relationships and communication. And if you can keep it about people, there's no gimmick. You can't make it up. And that means everybody has a unique selling proposition, their individual personality. I could put two competitors next door to each other, make them sell each other themselves to the general public, and they'll both have more business than they can handle every time.
That is absolutely incredible. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge is to help more people. So since COVID, I had to pivot really hard because people weren't paying the fractional CMO to grow business. They were just trying to figure out if they were going to be able to stay in business. And so while that lull was happening, it was a good 8-month lull for me. I was very lucky to keep all of my clients except for one due to COVID. And so that gave me a lot of time because there was no marketing actually to be done in that moment. So I just pivoted into finding systems and software platforms that I could offer folks who couldn't afford my done for you. And over the last year, I've created a choose your own adventure digital marketing firm where you can do it yourself, do it with us, or we'll do it for you. And now we can meet and say yes to almost any budget out there.
Yes, we also went through the exact same transition where we pivoted and built out the lower end of our Ascension model that previously we did not have. Right. And it was high end done for you or nothing.
Right.
And we realized, thanks to COVID, we were leaving a ton of people underserved.
Right.
And we're able to expand our diversification of our client base simply because we now had offerings that worked at different budget sizes.
Exactly. And now I'm glad to hear you say that, Seth, because we need more people who are worried about the actual business owners and not worrying about selling the next snake oil. Because of COVID, the biggest challenge I feel is all of the wannabe digital marketers out there that have been perpetuated by all of these people who said they can scale agencies that don't even exist. And that right there is putting a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. I saved so many people from snake oil salesmen. I've been doing it for years, but it just seems like there's this high concentration nowadays.
Yeah, I get those Facebook ads every day of the, hey, we'll get you your next 100 appointments guaranteed and all that great stuff. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything. We'll fill it. We'll sell them for you. We'll serve them for you. You don't have to do anything. Just
exactly. And I actually, so I did market research on one of those. I bought into one. And for the sole purpose of finding out what was behind the curtain, yep. I wanted to see what Oz looked like. And I went through a 3-month process to find out. They didn't care if you made any money, even more so, didn't really care about anybody you swindled money out of. And I'm just like,
yeah, okay, I think I know who you're talking about because I did a sales call with them and I said, I don't want a 3-month coaching program. I can't show up an hour a day every day on a webinar. I have a real agency to run. I said, if you got a done for you version that's guaranteed and I pay you on performance, sign me up. And right. They disappeared.
Right. Oh, they all do. And there's not just one of them. There's yes. dozens of these guys out there doing this. And they're like, they were able to get a couple of case studies that gave them these ridiculous numbers. And they said, I can show you how to do it too. Right. And it's just like, no, you had 10 clients that are all spending at least $10,000 a month so that you could say you had a $1 million agency. No, that's not how that works. My first $1 million year as an agency took me 7 years to build, not 24
Only 7
months.
Years to be an overnight success.
That's yeah, right. And my second million came at year 15. So like the 2 year,
yes, I got
year meal. And so yeah, the people who say that stuff, it's like, just run. Like if anybody calls anybody, any business owner and says, I built up this system in the last year and we're making millions for people in the last 12 months or 24 months or even 36 months, run.
Amen to that. Tell us about the book.
So the book is called The Rule of 26. And this right here is for you service-based businesses, specifically for service-based businesses. And what I've done is I have created a mathematical equation that helps business owners understand what they should be attacking in their marketing first. And so really simple, the rule of 26 states that if you increase your website traffic, your conversion rate, and the average value per client by 26%, you from your website, you will get 100% more revenue than you did before. And the wonderful thing about it is once you've done it once, you can do it twice. And once you've done it twice, you've quadrupled the income you're getting from your website just from those three simple objectives all the way through.
The beauty of compound math. I love it. Well, this has been an absolutely incredible, fascinating, fun interview. We greatly appreciate your time. Buzz, for our folks who are watching or listening, where do they go learn about your agency and where do they go to get the book?
So the agency is buzzworthy.biz. That's buzzworthy.biz. And the book is on the homepage of that. Or if you just want to check out the book, it's ruleof26.com.
All right. This has been Seth Green with Michael Buzz Buzinski. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.